minutes. Yeah, it's good to be alive. I'm a little bit nervous, and I don't like crowds, or looking at me anyway. And, you know, yeah, but I know, you know, I'm in a good place. Lots of good people here, and it'll be all right. You know, I've had a good day. You know, I've done my favourite thing, which is nothing. You know, I've sat down. You know, and that's all right, you know, I haven't got to no trouble, nothing like that. You know, I woke up in my own home, you know, and I've done all normal things, washed and went over to the park with my dog, and you know, that's all right for me, I'm happy. You know, I shared it about 20 months ago, and you know, and life's really changed since then. I'm living a life beyond my wildest dreams. When I heard people say that, a life beyond their wildest dreams, I thought, yeah, alright, you know. But, you know, that's what I'm doing today. And coming down here tonight, I do it quite often, I think, what do I come to meetings for? You know, what do I get out, you know, I haven't used for a little while. And, you know, surely I'll stop going to meetings now. But as I come nearer to the meeting, I drive like past the old clinic where I used to pick up my medicine every day, and I met a couple of friends who work with drug addicts, and I see people on the street, and I park my car down into the road, and I see the fellas like queuing up, you know, and the women, and they're waiting like to get something to eat later on, and I think if I use today, I'll be lucky if I end up like one of them people, you know, one of them unfortunate people. And I haven't got much left in me to use. You know, I'd last about a week and I think I'd be dead, you know, so that's one of the reasons why I come here, you know. And I'm not quite sure what I came here for in the first place, you know, because my life was, I thought, over. And now my using, I can sum it up in about 30 seconds. I started off in my mum's house and had a little smoke, and went out to the big wide world of South London, and then sort of ended back in my mum's house, done what I had to do. And I was sort of in a bit of a bad state physically and mentally. My health was really bad. I was like attached to the breathing machine, helping me to breathe because I had a lung disease. My heart was very enlarged, and I had hepatitis and all sorts of infections in my body. And I thought I was all right. And I thought I was doing okay, you know. And that was it. You know, that was where it had taken me. And I ended up in a detox, you know, in a hospital. And while I was in there, NA came in, and I looked at it and I thought, snipes, you know, that's what I do, that's what I used to do. When I judge someone by their looks, and they come in their clean clothes and their cups of tea and coffee, like I've done, you know, in the past. And I didn't go to none of the meetings. And I thought, it was just cleaning up and I'll be all right. So I've done my detox. The first thing I've done when I come out was I hit the off licence, because I wasn't a big drinker before, so I felt like normal people drink. So I've just done that, you know. And as long as I weren't putting nothing in me that I used to, I was going to be all right. And it wasn't, you know. I was waking up every day wanting to kill myself and other people and all sorts of nonsense, you know, suicidal thoughts, and, you know, and somehow I ended up in an NA meeting, you know, and that was 2005. I can't remember the exact date because my head was spinning a bit, but I'll say it's mid-December, and meeting like this, and since I got in there, I thought, like, weirdos, strange people and all that, but that's okay, because I like that, you know, I like all them sort of people. And, you know, it was all right. You know, people told me it was going to be okay. And I didn't believe them. I used to look at people like me sharing and think, well, it's all right for you, you haven't used for a while. You know, what is it? But the first thing I had to do was stop using. And, you know, with the help of people, you know, I did. You know, I stopped using. And it got better. You know, I started doing a bit of step work and, you know, a bit of service and just getting connected, really. And, you know, things got better, you know. And about a year into recovery, I started training with hepatitis FC, and that was a bit of a mad time. You know, it was quite trying. I got through that, and when I found out that cleared, I was put on the transplant waiting list for a new pair of lungs, and I had to be on the waiting list to be assessed, like physically and mentally. And while I was being in there being assessed, the psychiatrist came to see me, and they said, the woman came around, she started asking me these questions, and then she said, like, do you hear voices? And I said, only my own. You know, and if I say that in here, you know, alarm bells can start ringing. And all that, and like, well, if I listen to it and then act on it, you know, that's when trouble starts. And she just went, ooh, ooh, ooh. And, you know, done her thing. And that was that. And then it meant that I could get a phone call any time to say, like, come in, you know, we've got a match for you. You know, and it meant that someone else had died before I got what I needed. And in the year I was waiting for my transplant, they called me in, like, lots of times. And they said, you know, come in, we might have something for you. And they'd get you all ready, like in your gown and all that. And all ready to go. And then they'd say, you know, we can't do it because the new organs are infected or something like that. You know, and they'd send me home. And on my way home, I'd think, you know, I'd think that I'm going home tonight and somebody else wasn't. You know, somebody else's loved ones. Well, I'm going home to them. But I'm going home to my friends and family and all that, and that made it a bit easier. You know, then in March last year, I'm sitting home watching television. That's normal, you know. So I've got one or something. I look good naked. And, you know, his work trying to make me look good naked. I'd say, fuck him on a mile. And they said, come in again. And when I went in there, I thought I was expecting them to say, no, we can't do it again. And then they said, we're going to do it. You know, it's all on. And I was right excited. You know, and on my way down to the operating theatre, I sent my mate a text saying, you know, if I don't come through this, this is what I like to play at my funeral, the music, you know, because what I've got to do is the lungs from one person have got to be in another person in like 4 hours. So they open me up, take my ones out, while the other ones are coming down the motorway, or something like that, you know. And I thought they were going to, the car was going to crash, or, you know, and they'd end up over the motorway, and a fox should run away in my lungs, and all sorts of stuff. But it never happened, you know. I always think the worst. A new set of lungs in my body and intensive care, and it was really strange. You know, it's like full on in there, and I had lots of tubes and wires sticking out of me and needles. And you know, the first thing I thought about was I'm alive, you know, and it's going to be alright. While I was in there, I spoke to my sponsor on the phone. He said, all the meetings that you've been to, where you think, like, what am I doing here with all these people? And he said, it's a time like this that it should, you know. You see what you got, you know, when you're in trouble. You know, when life's, you hit a bump in the road or something like that, you know, it's all right when it's going good. When, you know, when everything's going nice and well. And I knew it was going to be all right, you know. About 10 days afterwards, when I had the tubes and wires took out of me, and I had my first steps for the first time in years, it felt like I was a child taking his first steps, you know, being able to walk and breathe. And, you know, I used to come to this meeting, and before I had the operation and nothing, I used to really struggle to walk up the stairs. You know, I'd wait till everyone's gone, because it'd take me about 15 minutes to walk up, you know. And a week before I had the operation, I found the lift around the back, you know. I'll race anyone up, man, these days. And, when I was in there as well, a couple of people came in with a little meeting in the hospital, you know, because I couldn't really mix in with people because and my immune system's low, and I'm getting infections and things like that. You know, that was about 18 months ago, and life's, you know, really changed since then. You know, I still take lots of drugs, you know, but the ones I take today, they help to keep me alive, you know, not kill me. You know, and they're not nice drugs that make me dribble, you know, and fall asleep and burn my clothes and all that. You know, and you know, they lower my immune system, and I'm quite prone to getting infections and illnesses and all that, but it's a small price to pay for being alive. You know, and really that's my life in about 10 minutes. You know, it's not my life so far. You know, I hope it's not, it's a lot longer yet. And, you know, and I just continue to do what I do, what I've always done. You know, with recovery, like from something like that, you know, you get a new set of problems. You know, I'm able to do things that I couldn't do before. You know, I've got a new set of lungs and the same brain. You know, and it's been oxygenated even more now, so I've got some right good ideas. You know, and which turned out to be, you know, not so good. And, you know, that's all right, you know, I'm doing okay though. You know, and, I just do what, you know, I do what I do. I come to meetings, I do what service I can, you know, I do my praying, you know, and meditation, I'm still working on that one, you know, somebody gave me a CD with, you know, bells and triangles, and someone telling me to relax my mind and all that. You know, and I fucking tossed it out the window. I listened to a bit of Iron Maiden instead or something like that. Something to clear my mind. That's all right, you know, a bit of loud music, screaming and shouting, cursing, swearing. And that's what does it to me. And there's no right or wrong way, I'm told. You know, and, you know, it brings me to another place. No, and I haven't got much more to say. No, if you're new here and you know, you think your life's over, that's how I'll come here. You know, I didn't think anything could help me, anything or anyone. And you know, I just really turned around. And I don't think I'm going to use today. I don't intend to. You know, and if it's all right, I'll leave it there. Thank you.